Our first scripture reading today comes from the Old Testament book of Psalms, Psalm 130, which happens to be identified as one of the songs of ascent, a song that would have been sung by faithful believers as they journeyed to Jerusalem for high holy days. This is one of those songs. Out of the depths I cried to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. If you, O Lord, should mark iniquities, Lord, who could stand? But there is forgiveness with you, so that you may be revered. I wait for the Lord. My soul waits, and in his word I hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than those who watch for the morning. More than those who watch for the morning. O Israel, hope in the Lord, for with the Lord there is steadfast love, and with him is great power to redeem. It is he who will redeem Israel from all its iniquities. And our epistle lesson today comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, beginning to read at verse 13. These are the words of the Apostle Paul to the young church in Corinth. Paul writes, "But just as we have the same spirit of faith that is in accordance with Scripture, I believed and so I spoke, we also believe and so we speak, because we know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus will raise us also with Jesus, and will bring with us you into his presence. Yes, everything is for your sake, so that grace, as it extends to more and more people, may increase thanksgiving to the glory of God. So we do not lose heart. Even though our outer nature is wasting away, our inner nature is being renewed day by day. For this slight momentary affliction is preparing us for an eternal weight of glory beyond all measure. Because we look not at what can be seen, but at what cannot be seen. For what can be seen is temporary, but what cannot be seen is eternal. For we know that if the earthly tent we live in is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens." These are God's words for us. Our prayer is that they will come to life within us and we will be able to understand them in ways that help us live. Amen. It is, as always, time now for a message for our young ones and, of course, for those who are young at heart. And I hope that's all of us. It occurred to me there are a lot of really funny expressions in the English language, things that make absolutely no sense at all to people who come from other countries and are trying to understand what we say. For example, when we say that someone is beating around the bush, that has nothing to do with bushes or beating anything, but simply with taking a long time to say what they mean. When we say we are fit to be tied, there are no strings or ropes involved. It means we're frustrated or beside ourselves, which is another funny expression because I can't be beside myself. I'm only one person. And what in the world does it mean to say, "Do not lose heart"? How do we lose our heart, the one that's in our chest? Does it escape from our bodies and hide so we can't find it? I'm confused. But in the lesson I read just a few moments ago, Paul, who was a follower of Jesus and a pastor of many churches, encouraged those who were hearing his words not to lose heart. So what did he mean? When we lose heart, we become discouraged. We feel like giving up and quitting. When we talk about losing heart, we're not talking about the heart that goes, ba-boom, ba-boom, and keeps the blood moving through all those tiny channels in our bodies, but rather the heart that is the center of us, where God is, where those things that matter most to us sort of hang out. Now, Paul, a follower of Jesus, reminds all of his young believers they don't have to feel discouraged because God is always doing amazing things, things they might not always be able to see, but are still really real. And God is looking out for us, not just right here and now and when we're living on this earth, but always and forever. I'm pretty sure there have been times when each one of us has felt discouraged, when we felt like giving up and quitting because we've tried and tried and tried and we just can't do that one thing, or things aren't getting any better, or nothing has changed. I think Jesus must have felt discouraged a lot, especially because people didn't seem to listen to what he had to say about loving one another. People kept hating each other, kept hurting each other, kept treating badly those who were different. But Jesus never quit. He didn't give up. And I'm pretty sure it's because he believed God would help him and give him the strength he would need to do what was right. And as we've already discovered, even though doing what is right is sometimes hard, doing what is right is always right. So here's what I want you to do. The next time you see a heart, maybe on a card, maybe on a note someone sends you in a picture, or someone says the word heart, try to remember God wants us not to lose heart. I kind of picture God holding our hearts. That is, God is holding us close, holding what matters most to us, and God's awesome love will keep our hearts strong, no matter what. That makes me happy. That gives me peace. That helps me feel calm. So let's pray now and ask God to help us not lose heart. And we'll end our prayer by saying together the prayer Jesus taught his disciples and us. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, you know our hearts. You know us. And you know how much we need you because we can't go it alone. So take us by the hand and take hold of our hearts. Take hold of what matters the most to us. So when we feel discouraged and sad, we don't end up giving up and quitting, but instead turn to you and remember to pray. Help us to always remember that you have wonderful surprises waiting for us if we will but trust you to guide us. All of these things we ask as we pray the prayer you taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the power and the kingdom and the glory forever. Amen.